And before we turn to Proudhon, hope you had a chance to hear just before this show or listening on the page where I posted audio from Prince, the everlasting now. And very shortly, because we're, I think, just one more show. The very next show will be the conclusion of the Rainbow Children. And so we're going to be thinking about, because as we talk about reclaiming the lexicon, we're talking about reclaiming our thought process, having a new frame of reference. Prince was very absorbed in this. And so when he talks about the everlasting now, I believe he is talking about the bodies we walk around in, that we need to be, we need to honor our original gifts. Anyway, I don't want to try to think through on your dime something that needs to be thought through further on your time. So let's think this through together. What is this new frame of reference that Prince is developing for us as an alternative way of thinking? So we can begin to break those mental chains of obedience to the power guys. Turning now to Proudhon, our Pierre-Joseph Proudhon readings. In our recent discussions of how to remake ourselves afresh, snatch ourselves from power's grip with the help of Prince, numerous challenges are all coming together, all of which to a degree, a significant degree, stem from the question of confidence in what we are inherently, in certainty that we are entitled to the full width and breadth of ourselves, to our full gifts, and to those of our brothers and sisters. And so settle, therefore, on this very question of property. What do we own? Really? This question of property that Proudhon has so brilliantly and helpfully thought through for us. Just as, I believe it's probably not still up. I posted once a song on one of the pages in the Palmer's chat page from Tracy Chapman. All that we have is our soul. This is Prince's point as well. Those who have walked through power's fire and came and endured, survived, tell us this across class time. We have to have a different frame of reference in order to escape. And what we've learned with Nicola's help and all of his tribe's help is that with the help of a lot of folk, is that because it is a global system, we have to do this together. We need to talk with each other across the globe in order to break these mental chains. All that we have is our soul. And Proudhon is helping us think through this key issue of property. It but remains for us to discuss him widely and broadly as he, along with Prince, exists to help us regain our freedom by helping us gain clarity on the question we alluded to earlier by quoting St. Luke. What must be rendered to the state and what to ourselves, on which the state can make no legitimate claim? The state is a robber, a thief of souls, and we live in the time of remaking ourselves whole. Turning to Proudhon, quote, the Latin words for robber are fur and latro, the former taken from the Greek word. Oh, I'm sorry. This is very confusing, isn't it? Let me start over. Because it was in the actual Greek word, and as usual, it's hard to get adequately prepared. I apologize for the show. It's hard to get adequately prepared for the show. I apologize. But where I inserted Greek word here, I didn't know how to type the Greek word that was included in Proudhon's text. So maybe I'll just try to shorthand this. The Latin words for robber are fur and latro, and the former were taken from the Greek and from the Latin pharo, I carry away. The latter from the Greek means I play the part of a brigand, which is derived from the Latin lateo, I conceal myself. That's interesting, huh? And the Greeks also have a word which means I filch, whose radical consonants are the same as those of this other Greek word, I, which means I cover. So hidden power is nothing new, is it? It's an old notion, which they simply used more modern techniques, ever more modern technology, to accomplish ever more thoroughly. So the Greek word means I cover, I conceal. Thus, says Proudhon, in those languages, the idea of a robber is that of a man who conceals, carries away, or diverts in any manner whatever a thing that does not belong to him. And I'm suggesting the key thing is us, our souls. Continuing, the Hebrews express the same idea by the word ganab, robber, from the verb ganab, which means to put away, to turn aside. And the word thinab, which means thou shalt not steal, the eighth commandment. That is, thou shalt not hold back, thou shalt not put away a thing for thyself. That is the act of a man who, on entering into a society into which he agrees to bring all that he has, secretly reserves a portion, as did the celebrated disciple Ananias. Ananias. The etymology of the French word voler is still more significant, says Proudhon. Voler, or faire la vo, from the Latin vola, palm of the hand, means to take all the tricks in a game of ombre, so that le voleur, the robber, is the capitalist who takes all, who gets the lion's share. So you see his references, this is my interjection, refer to the notion that we come with the expectation of society. It's in our body knowledge of the eternal. We are all one. Continuing. Probably the verb voler or vole, I'm not sure of the pronunciation, has its origin in the professional slang of thieves, whence it has passed into common use and consequently into the phraseology of the law. The phraseology of the law. Robbery, says Proudhon, is committed in a variety of ways, which have been very cleverly distinguished and classified by legislators according to their heinousness or merit, to the end that some robbers may be honored while others are punished. Because obviously, class or rule depends on there being some robbery. And so the guys who are in charge for the moment, who rule, cannot have all robbery presented as heinous. So they're going to have, they're going to have to spin the lexicon to get it turning towards them. A nice, pleasant interpretation that legitimates their ruling over us. Continuing. We rob, one, by murder on the highway, two, alone or in a band, three, by breaking into buildings or scaling walls, four, by abstraction, five, by fraudulent bankruptcy, six, by forgery of the handwriting of public officials or private individuals, seven, by manufacture of counterfeit money. This species includes all robbers who practice their profession with no other aid than force and open fraud. Bandits, brigands, pirates, rovers by land and sea, these names were glorified These names were gloried in by the ancient heroes who thought their profession as noble as it was lucrative. And I'm commenting here, we've been pondering this, haven't we? As we, to our horror, came to see how these power guys think. Their association of rape, plunder, and robbery with glory. We have grasped that they justify their behavior by reference to ancient texts. But that explanation hasn't felt sufficient. Not even Alice Miller can adequately help us wrap our minds around this Plato's tribesmen. Wrap our minds around the Plato's tribesmen. Perhaps Proudhon has figured it out. And we're going to be thinking more. And we have been thinking more. This was written quite a while ago about the implications of this in recent shows and beyond. We've been discussing it as the plunder mentality of the power guys. It's a mindset that, once seen consciously by us, means the end of it. That's exciting, isn't it? Means we are taking our lives back and growing up.